All right, time for the Newsroom Temperature Check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Steve?
Well, this is the weirdest story in the history of the world, so I'm going to just try to tell it to you and improv it a little bit because it's too hard to read or understand. But there were these two guys, father and son, who were charged and found guilty of conspiracy to murder of a rival shop owner in England. I think it was in Birmingham, England. Anyway, the court records and the police say they used a hit woman who was hiding out in a hijab. So she was wearing a costume or a disguise in a hijab. She went into this other guy's store. She raised her gun to the guy's head, and the gun jammed. It didn't fire. So then she bolted out. She went back later and shot up the guy's house, but no one was injured. Anyway, so the father and son were just charged and convicted of conspiracy to murder. They're still looking for the woman who's 44 years old, fake hijab. But here's the weird thing. They think she was born in Chicago. They've got her name. I'm not going to name her because she's not been charged with a crime, but she's 44 years old, and she worked for the Milwaukee Brewers.
What?
Yes.
Okay. This is getting better by the minute.
It was a 2019 attack. The guys were just convicted. They still can't find her, but she was described, I think, by the Guardian or one of the Daily Mail as an administrator for the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was a sausage.
No, she would have been, no. But so she flew from Milwaukee to England to put on the disguise, drive up to this guy's house, and try to shoot him, and then fled. And they haven't seen her since.
So the hijab, it just covers the hair, but you sure it wasn't more like a burqa where her whole face was covered?
Well, they're calling her the hijab disguised killer, so I don't know.
Wow.
But, 44 years old, worked for the Brewers, and and from Chicago, apparently. But, undercover, would-be assassin on the run.
From the Brewers. Holy smokes. I'm sure they love this story. They're like, oh, great. We got dragged into a legal story in Birmingham, England. All right. What's your story, Mary?
Did you guys see that movie Hitmen, by the way?
Not yet.
Isn't it on? I just saw it. Was it Netflix? It's okay. Not that great.
I watched My Cousin Vinny last night. Brian Altimer is saying it's definitely Netflix.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so who's officially divorced today? One of your favorite people, Lisa. Gary or Jerry Turner.
Oh, it's official today.
It's official today. The Golden Bachelor is divorced from Teresa.
Oh, thank you. It's been a couple
weeks. I know you were worried. You couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
3 months after they got married, 2 months after announcing they were splitting up, distance was a problem. We couldn't figure out whether to live in Indiana or New Jersey. So anyway, it's
talk about 0-2.
Shortest marriage in Bachelor Bachelorette franchise history.
She got smart.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah.
That guy's a charlatan.
Yeah.
Charlatan?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
First of all, she didn't get smart because she's going on some stupid network TV game show and getting married to someone.
Yeah, she wasn't smart to begin
with. Yeah, that's, sorry.
Yeah. And the dress was all wrong at the wedding.
Well, I'll say the world.
Well, what's your story, Kevin?
So last night, the Patriots had a Ring of Honor ceremony. I don't know if you guys saw any clips of this, but it turned into a celebrity filled event for Tom Brady, who was in attendance, and there was a surprise guest, Peyton Manning. You remember how many big showdowns those two had throughout their careers, winning championships, all the MVPs, going head-to-head, kind of a big rivalry. And Peyton Manning, during this, unveiled that he won off-season, invited Tom Brady to come work out with him down in 2009, to visit him down in Tennessee and work out together for a couple of days. They wanted it to be under the radar. They didn't want to talk about it. Nobody knew about this two-day workout between these two until last night. But here's a little clip from it.
We played golf together. We lifted weights together. We threw routes together with these high school receivers. We took their phones away, and we said, if you tell anybody that Tom Brady and I are working out together and that we're friends, we're going to kill all of you. So,
I love this story because there's probably been some high school kids from that area who were like, yeah, we caught passes for Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and probably nobody believed them.
Nobody.
Until now, Peyton Manning tells the story of those two legends working out together for a couple of days.
That's hilarious. You know what legend I saw last night? I was watching the Mavericks and the Celtics, and Patrick Mahomes was courtside with his wife and did not. I only saw the last 15 minutes of the game, never sat down once, jumping up and down, apparently a Dallas fan.
I guess so. He was into it.
He's a Texas guy, right?
He's a Texas guy.
Oh, that's why. Because he was. Did you watch, Kevin? He never sat down.
Yeah, he was into it.
Yeah.
And his Mavericks are not going to win the series.
No, not at all. In fact, it was painful to watch. They just fell apart the last, like, 30 seconds of the game last night. All right. Coming up next, Steve has the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then we will check in with Leland Vittard. But Alexi Giannoulias, our Illinois Secretary of State, joins us. They're bringing the DMV to you. And then Rich DeMuro, our tech guy, on Apple Intelligence. I'm already tired of AI. That's coming up.